At the beginning of Mass today, we heard the letter that I wrote to Father Jonathan, read to you, the people of St. Peter's Parish. And so today, I come among you as the bishop and the pastor of the Diocese of Calgary to install your new pastor, Father Jonathan Gibson. He shouldn't be too new to some of you because he has been here in the parish for a couple of years. And so he has often the privilege of not having to move. That was the gift that I gave to Father Jerome. You laugh, but I'm going to tell you something about your former pastor, because in his office, he had a picture of his ordination. It wasn't his face, and it wasn't my face. It was just simply a picture of his hands and Bishop Henry's hands wrapped around it, and that is the symbol and the sign of his promise of obedience. And so his obedience was the gift that he gave to me when he said that he would go to St. Patrick's Parish. And the gift that Father Jonathan has given is his obedience to continue and to take on the role of being the pastor of St. Peter's Parish. You know, many of us make promises. We make promises that sometimes are broken, and sometimes we don't necessarily live up to them. We see that presently in the church, for once again, we see the evil, and we see the reality of sexual abuse of the young, the fact that sacred trust of those called to ministry has not been exercised the way Christ has called his church to. And so we are called, all of us, bishops, priests, and you the faithful, to allow ourselves to be reformed, to make sure that we are taking care of the young and those who experience abuse. And so tonight, this installation ceremony should be a teaching moment for all of us, for it is an opportunity for all of us to be strengthened in our faith and to recognize the call to priesthood is one of service, one of celebrating the mysteries and the sacraments that you, the faithful, seek to draw closer to God and a life of holiness. And also we see the promise and the commitment of a man who is a priest to be of service to you, the people of God. In today's gospel, we see the obedience of Jesus to the will of the Father. In Mark's gospel, Jesus immerses himself in ministry almost immediately. There is not the passages of Luke that talk about his early life in Nazareth. Mark presents Jesus as being called by the Father to ministry and mission. And so we begin to see the twofold aspect of his ministry. One is teaching, proclaiming the word of God, and the other is the celebration of the healing ministry of the church, the ministry that comes to us through the sacraments. And this particular healing that we hear in Mark's gospel is the only account of this particular miracle, where Jesus opens the ears of this man who is deaf, and then he places his spittle, his hands on his tongue, and he is allowed to speak. And it has a deep symbolic meaning for all of us, because this particular miracle, this healing, the church has incorporated in the sacrament of baptism. For when we are baptized into the life of Christ, when the water is poured over our head as a child, our sins are forgiven, and we receive the promise of everlasting life. And then we are anointed with chrism. As Jesus was a priest, a prophet, and a king, or a shepherd, we ourselves are anointed in that same way. And then the church has this wonderful part of baptism. It's called the prayer of Ephphatha. It's where the priest makes the sign of the cross on a child's ears and then on his mouth, and then prays these similar passages of Mark's gospel and asks that the lips and the ears of this child will be open to hear the word of God. Each time we come on Sunday, our ears should be attentive to hearing the word of God anew, to hear that we, from the prophet Isaiah in that first reading, that maybe our hearts come with a bit of fear on Sundays. Maybe they are weighed down by many of the responsibilities we all have. But the prophet Isaiah was asking that the Spirit of the Lord would come upon the Israelite people, that they would be like those who were lame and allowed to walk again. Those who could not see would be given the gift of sight. And so we see the prophesying of Isaiah being reflected in the ministry of Jesus. And how many times when we come, that maybe our eyes are open to see our loved ones in a different way. Maybe some of us are given greater courage to face the struggles of the coming week, and so we're able to walk and begin to confront those with the grace and the strength of the Spirit that is received when we gather. You see, the Lord continues to work in the church. Despite the scandals, despite the fact that we are being weakened because of the inauthentic witness of priestly ministry. But we pray that those who commit themselves, opening their lives to the gift of the Spirit and the promise to serve you as priests, those in the person of Christ, that they will not let that sacred trust be something that they tarnish, but something that they cherish. That is why it is important that this installation ceremony continue, that even despite our sinfulness and weakness, we gather in faith, and through this installation ceremony, all of us are reminded of the importance of the sacraments. And so it begins by Father Jonathan standing here and leading all of us in the profession of faith. And then he will continue to make his oath of fidelity and his promise of obedience to you and to me. And then we go to the baptismal font where the life of Christ begins for each of us. And he is reminded of his commitment to accept the children of this parish and to initiate them in the sacraments of initiation. And then we take him to the reconciliation, where the ancient fathers of the church said that every time we celebrate the sacrament of reconciliation, we receive our second baptism. Our sins are forgiven. And that is a reminder to us that we are weak and we are sinful, but the Lord wants to come close to us and to heal us. And then I take him to the ombre, where the holy oils are kept for each of the sacraments, and he's reminded of his special care for the sick and the dying. And then I take him to the pulpit where the word of God is proclaimed, and he makes the promise of preaching the word of God faithfully to you. And then his commitment to prayer. And one of the best parts of the installation ceremony is when I turn to you, the people of St. Peter's, and I simply ask that you pray for your pastor. And then I lead him to the altar where the sacred mystery of the Eucharist is celebrated for you and for the church and for all who are here in this parish. Whether they are present or not, this Eucharist is celebrated for them. And then I take him to the chair and I place him there, and I remind him of the outward signs of his priesthood, of the stole and the chasuble that is given to him on his ordination. And I ask that he be reminded of that commitment and obedience that he made. In this simple catechesis, you, the people of St. Peter's, are reminded of the great gifts of the sacraments that that are given to you through the ministry of the priest, but you participate in them. And that's why I ask you at each of the stations your commitment to also enter into these sacred mysteries. And so today, it is a time for this parish of St. Peter's to accept a new pastor. And some of you heard the letter for 6 years. God willing, he will stay here for 6 years, that there is no need for him to move, that he can be among you to serve you and to care for you, and that you can come to know him and know him as your shepherd. And so I thank Father Jonathan for his obedience, and I simply ask that you will continue to pray for him as he is installed today as your new pastor.